You are listening to the always exciting Victory Church podcast, a daily source of inspiration, encouragement, and accelerated spiritual growth. We're here to help you maximize your life in minimal time. So get ready and let's dive into today's message.
The series that we started a couple weeks ago, Deal With It. Yes. The first topic we covered was anger. You got to hear some real life stories from the Payne family that involved rocks, right? And last week, Josh spoke on anxiety and worry and stress and how that is so strong to deal with, but we can overcome it. Amen. Fear is the number one thing that people struggle with. Jesus said fear is actually a sign we are living in the last days. In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, it says, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Basically, it's saying fear will grip the hearts of man in the last day. How many of you can agree that fear is a real issue? It is something that you have dealt with. You know, there's all types of fears. I mean, there are some that sound so silly. There is a fear for practically every single thing. There is a fear of midgets. Don't raise your hand. There is a fear of computers. There's a fear of taking a bath. There's a fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. There's a fear of preachers. Now, don't raise your hand, especially women preachers. Just kidding. Don't raise up your hand. But the number one fear is public speaking. How many of you want to come up here and take my place and I can sit down? Man, I have Anna. Anna, she'll come up here. That's one fear she doesn't deal with. But in all seriousness, fear is a real issue. Maybe you have a fear of embarrassment or fear of not being enough, a fear of rejection. That's tough. Fear of failure, fear of the past, fear of the future, or fear of God, fear of man or fear of people, or give the fear of approval. You have the fear of other people's opinions, what they think about you. Maybe you have the fear of abandonment, or maybe you have a fear for your kids, or fear of your finances, or fear of the weather, thunderstorms, anything like that, or fear of driving. Maybe you have the fear of flying or sailing or just whatever it is, fear, it paralyzes us. When people have fear about making a wrong choice or a bad choice, they don't make any choice at all. At some point, all of us have dealt with fear. You see, I have had times in my life where I have had opportunities for fear to consume me. Flying on an airplane or being alone at night when I lived in the city. Bleeding while I was pregnant with Zoe and the doctors telling me, don't worry, you don't need a due date, you're going to miscarriage for sure. I've had those opportunities. Everyone deals with fear. Fear does not discriminate. Just because I'm a pastor here doesn't mean, oh, fear just overlooks me. But it's what you do in those moments that determine whether you're going to be immobilized by that fear or you're going to keep moving forward towards your God-given destiny. When you deal with fear, it leaves you feeling helpless. And hopeless. It's exhausting. Fear paralyzes, it immobilizes, it cripples us. Fear makes you weak and not strong. It makes you cowardly and not courageous. Because of fear, we run from challenges instead of running into our destiny. Stop letting Satan control your thinking and your feelings. If you don't control your heart, if you don't control your emotions, they will control you. Fear holds us back. Maybe you're here today and you've been hurt by something or someone, and that fear is holding you back from your future. It's holding you back because you're afraid of being hurt again. Or you could be here today and you've allowed fear to creep into your life. I don't know what the fear of is, but you've let it creep in and it's like a noose and it's getting tighter and tighter around your neck till it has stopped you. You see, fear takes away your life a little bit at a time. I like how Billy Graham says it. He says it like this. Fear can paralyze us and keep us from believing God and stepping into faith. The devil loves a fearful Christian. You see, fear holds you in bondage. It puts you in prison. Just think about what it does to you. What is fear preventing you from doing? That bondage of fear holds you back and prevents progress. Many people's lives are controlled by fear. You aren't free to do what you really want to do or what God wants you to do because you have let fear stop you. You have let it control your life. Regardless of the type of fear, it is not God's will for your life to be ruled by fear. Fear is not from God, it's from the devil. I want to say that again. Fear is not from God, it's from the devil. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it makes it crystal clear. For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. How many are thankful? The enemy uses fear to immobilize you. It stops you. Fear steals your joy. It steals your peace and your future. Fear torments. It causes us to shake. It causes us to sweat or maybe turn red. It causes us to be sleepless. It causes us to feel weak all over and tremble. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Fear will rule you. It'll control you and it'll eat away at you if you allow it to, but it doesn't have to be that way. You may be dealing with fear right now in your life. It has stopped you from fulfilling your God-given destiny. You are in bondage to it, and it's destroying you. But I've got good news. I believe today, that the power of fear is going to be broken off your life on March 23rd, 2019, as we look at God's word and you realize the truth. And when you do, when you realize that truth, it's going to set you free. Hallelujah. This is your day to walk free of it. Do you believe it? Somebody say, no fear here. It is so important for us to know what fear is and how fear works because, you see, fear is the biggest tool of the enemy. I mean, it's his big cannon. It's not just a little squirt gun coming after you, but I'm talking about a cannon. The reason that the enemy wants to use fear is because the enemy wants to immobilize us. He wants to keep us from moving to our future because as a believer, your future is awesome. You're probably like, Marsha, how do you know that? You don't know me and you don't know what my life has been. Well, I'll tell you what I do know. I know this by the word of God. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are," right here, he lays it out for you. "They are plans for good," hallelujah, "and they're not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." You see, you've got a good future, full of hope, full of blessing. Do you know what the word blessing means? It means God's favor and protection. That sounds pretty good to me. How many of you can say amen for a good God who wants good things for you and he wants to bless your life? But the enemy, he doesn't have that future. Our future looks bright. Our future gets brighter and brighter as the days go by. The enemy, his future's getting worse and worse. His future is hell. His future is fire and damnation, torture and torment. That's what's in his future. So he's jealous of what you have. So his tool is trying to keep you from getting there. Fear will stop the power of God from working in our lives. But faith is having an unquestionably belief in God. Fear, on the other hand, makes us question and ask things like, will I make it? Are you sure? I don't know about this. But faith, on the other hand, doesn't question. It has complete confidence and trust in the God that we serve. It's time that we stop wavering on our faith and we stand strong on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. He is faithful. He is true. His word has never left. Fear is the opposite of faith. If we're walking by faith, what have we turned our back on? Fear. So if the enemy waves some big diagnosis, some impending doom, a layoff, or a situation that doesn't look that good in the natural, and we let fear and worry take over, what have we turned our back on? Faith. Worry's like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it's not going to get you anywhere. We need to stay in faith and keep moving forward. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says it like this: without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we are in fear, it is also impossible to go to the future that He has for us because we're headed in the wrong direction. So the enemy, he tries to immobilize us where we are right now. He thinks if I could just get them not to go any further, just stay where you are. So I want to ask you the question today. If you feel like you're a little bit stuck, you feel like you haven't been able to move and you just can't get going, I want to ask you, where is the enemy trying to attack your life with fear right now? Because he doesn't want you to move. How many of you like tigers and lions? They're beautiful creatures. They're majestic creatures. Listen to how they hunt. They actually have an unfair advantage over their prey. They have an audible roar. Now that's a crazy loud noise if you've ever heard one. That is a roar like no other. And science actually says there is an inaudible part of the roar too. A part that you cannot hear, but you can feel. So naturally you would think when the prey hear that roar that they would run and they would get out of the way because they don't want to be eaten. But instead, that roar immobilizes the prey of the tiger. It tricks them into standing still so he doesn't even have to work that hard to get it. Just picture that big, majestic creature giving that roar and that poor little prey just standing there, shaken and paralyzed in fear when he could have ran away, but stands there paralyzed in fear. Now listen to what the Word of God says. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a what? A roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Can I tell you, that's what the devil's doing with his roar of fear. He's looking for the one who doesn't know who they are in Christ. He's looking for the one who doesn't know the authority that they have in the mighty name of Jesus. He's looking for the one who doesn't know the word of God. He's looking for the one that's been paralyzed by fear. That's what the enemy's trying to do to you in your future. He's trying to immobilize you with his roar of fear. He's trying to immobilize you with a roar of doubt. Maybe it's a roar of discouragement or a roar of insecurity, a roar of unworthiness, or maybe he's trying to immobilize you with a roar of rejection. And he's trying to make you stand still, trying to get you to pay attention to the fear and turn your back on your faith so he can steal your future. Well, let me tell you, not today, Satan. We're not going to be that prey that stands there paralyzed by a roar, because we've got a greater voice. We've got a greater roar. And that's the Word of God. That's the Almighty God. That's King Jesus. If he is for us, who can be against us? Now that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to scare you into not moving when it's in your future to keep moving. Walking by faith is an action. We have to do something. James chapter 2, verse 17 says it like this: faith without works is dead. Faith without corresponding action. You see, we've got to do something. Here is where it gets a little bit of a hang up for us. We get in fear and we might think something real fast, or we might pray something and we kind of halfway believe it. Maybe God will do something. We aren't fully confident. We don't really believe it on our own, so then we don't actually move on it. And when we don't move on it, that makes our faith what, according to James chapter 2, verse 17? Dead. It makes our faith dead. He wants us to move on our faith, which is why the enemy wants to stop us. So it's crucial that we don't get immobilized by fear and we move on our faith. So how do we get out of fear? We get out of fear by the Word of God. We get out of it by getting the Word on the inside of us. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. In other words, we begin to have the mind of Christ when we meditate on his word. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says it like this: as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We need to reprogram our mind to the point where we literally transform our mind with the word. When you get the word down on the inside of you, it needs to become automatic. We need to get to the point where we're on autopilot with the word. We need to know exactly what to say in the word so that when the enemy tries to get us in fear, we know exactly what the word says about it, and it'll turn us from fear into faith. We can walk by faith and not by sight, with corresponding action, which brings us out of trouble. This is how we get out of fear. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ. These scriptures tell us how important it is to meditate on this word and get it on the inside of us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. He doesn't say, just a little will do you good. No. You've got to get the word in you richly. So how do we get it in us like that? How do we reprogram our mind? Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. How do we get the mind of Christ? How do we transform ourselves by the renewing of the mind? It says right here in Joshua, meditate on it day and night. Now, some of you are thinking, man, that sounds like a lot. That's a little too much. I can't do that. Now, I'm not asking you to memorize the whole Bible, but you need to get yourself some scriptures. You need to pick out at least five or so. You need to memorize them. You need to know them inside and out. You need to move them, know them backwards and forwards. Then that way, when the enemy comes, when that report comes, when that situation comes, you go right to the word and you know exactly what to do. You see, you'll be able to declare, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, I have no fear in perfect love. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, I don't have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I'm going to tell the enemy when sickness tries to come on me, no, Satan. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. By his stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 56, verse 11. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? When the word starts coming out of you like that, you can feel your faith building up. Just like when I started to declare those scriptures just a moment ago, it began to change the atmosphere. Your faith began to rise because you were reminded of your God, of who he is, what he's done, and what he's doing for you right now. There's power in his word. There's power in his word to overcome fear or whatever you're facing. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's there, it's powerful, and it's alive. So why do we leave it shut and on a shelf at home? No fear here. That's why we need to meditate on God's word day and night. It's for our own good. Everything God has done is to help us. He wants us to learn his word. He wants us to meditate on his word, and he wants you to do his word. The Bible is a if-then book. If you do what God tells you to do, then you'll get his blessing. The Bible isn't just a book of rules to take all your fun away. It is a guide to this life to help you through it, to make a better way so you'll have less hurt, less trouble, and you'll finish this race called life victoriously. If you do what God tells you to do, then you get all of these things in the future he has for you. Now, we looked at the if part. Let's look in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 again. If you meditate in the word day and night. Now, that's the if part. Now, let's look at the then part. Then he will make your way prosperous and you will be successful. God wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be successful. But in order to do that, we've got to know his word and we've got to act on it. We've got to transform our mind. We've got to have a mind that's like Christ. He doesn't want us to be immobilized by fear. You see, Satan might have a roar, but we've got a greater voice. There is never a situation in your life that we're going to go to God and God's going to say, nope, that's too big. Sorry, can't help you today. No. Our God knows who he is, and he knows what he's capable of. He can solve any problem. He can move any mountain. He is still the same miracle-working God that he was in this word, still to this day. If you believe it, say amen. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not. Why? Because the I am is with you. He wants you to know that the great I am is with you. No matter what the situation is, God is saying, I am, fill in the blank. Whatever it is your need is, fill it is. I am, fill it in. That's the God that you serve. That's the God that is with you in the situation. He is everything that you need. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd. He's Jehovah Nisi, your banner. He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is the great I am. He is the Almighty God. He is the Heavenly Father. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He rules on high. He's the master of the universe. He's the creator of all. He's the author of time. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is God everywhere you go, every hour of the day, and the devil don't scare him. Hallelujah. may bruise our heel, but we crush the head of the enemy. Yes. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. You may be seated. Fear not, for I am with you. And then he says, do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I love that I can call on the Almighty God when I'm weak. He's strong. Lord, I'm not feeling too strong today, but I know when I'm weak, you're strong. Be big in me today. Says in that Isaiah 41 verse 10, for I am your God, I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. If God is for you, who can be against you? Maybe you've been allowing fear to control and determine your destiny. That voice has gotten so loud on the inside of you that it has paralyzed you. It's been stopping you from enjoying your life. Today is the day. Enough is enough. Fear is Satan's tool to steal your God-given destiny. Fear is the enemy of confidence. Get your eyes on the confidence of Jesus and put fear in its place. God said to Joshua, fear not. God said to Jeremiah, fear not. God said to the Israelites through Moses, fear not. And God is saying to you today, fear not, for the I am is with you, says the Lord. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name, and you are mine. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, you're redeemed from the curse. Do you realize that fear and torment are part of the curse? Therefore, as believers, you're redeemed from fear. Hallelujah. You got to grab a hold of that promise. Living in fear is not God's will for your life, and it's not okay. Everybody does it. Why not? What's the big deal? The big deal is Satan is paralyzed you and stopping you from your God-given destiny. I'm tired of the enemy coming in and stealing from God's children. I'm tired of him stealing our time, stealing our energy, and stealing our future. Not anymore. No fear here. We're going to live in freedom by the blood of Jesus. We're going to fulfill our destiny full of hope. I'm done with the enemy stealing from me. You need to tell that devil, look here. Do you know who my daddy is? My daddy sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. I'm the one that the Lord loves. Enough is enough. No fear here. You're done. It's over. I take the word and I crush your head and I will live the life that God meant for me. No fear here in the mighty name of Jesus. If that's your desire, stand on your feet today. No fear here. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you that I've been talking to, you've been dealing with fear, no matter how small it is or how big it is, whether it's completely consumed your life or not, today is the day. I've come on a mission today to be set free by the power of the Word of God. It is not God's will for your life. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Living is fear. In fear is not an abundant life. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand up on the count of three. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to make you come down front, but I want to pray with you. If you'd raise up your hand, if that's you, you've been dealing with it, no matter how big or small. One, two, three. Just raise up your hand. There's hands all over the building. You can't conquer what you don't confront. We're confronting fear head on today. I want to pray with you. I want to make a declaration. We're going to declare your victory over fear right now. If you would say this with me, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I choose to stand against the fear that has attacked my life. I choose to walk by faith in you. I believe you are bigger.
I believe you are bigger
than any fear I face.
Than any fear I face.
I will no longer run.
I will no longer run.
But I'll face fear head on.
I will face fear head on.
and defeat it.
And defeat it.
Once and for all.
Once and for all.
Fear.
Fear.
I give you notice.
I give you notice.
You no longer rule.
You no longer rule.
You no longer control me.
You no longer control
me. I no longer listen to your lies.
I no longer listen to your lies.
But only the truth.
But only the truth.
Of God's word.
Of God's word.
Father, fill me.
Father, fill me.
With your boldness.
With your boldness.
Your strength.
Your strength.
Your power.
Your power.
I declare.
I declare.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
I am triumphant.
I am triumphant.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am free.
I am free.
From fear.
From fear.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have turned our back on fear and we're walking forward in faith. Hallelujah. Make that decision to never, never, never look back. Never let fear rule your life again. Get that word on the inside of you. You need to arm yourself with it. Don't ever let fear creep back in, but you need to crush it. Amen.
If you're ever in northeastern Pennsylvania, we'd love to meet you in person. Come experience Victory Live. Victory Church is located at 645 East Main Street in Troy, Pennsylvania. You can choose a service time that's best for your needs. Sunday services are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. Or join us for our midweek service and all children and student ministries every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more info, check us out on the web at voiceofvictory.com or get the Victory Now app for your mobile device. It's free and it's available today in your app store. If you were blessed by today's message, we would absolutely love to hear from you. You can write to us at P.O. Box 302, Troy, PA 16947. Until next time, remember, there's victory in Jesus.